This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You know, we got under the topic of video games. I wanted to talk a little bit about that, but let me bring a correlation. Those that forsake the law praise the wicked. Why is it that these kids praise those that create these games, and what's the fruit thereof? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our little Steffi. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, you can do that. That would be on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, or you can go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, two different pages, one fan page, one personal page. You can follow us on our Twitter account, which is also Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And folks, you can also check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, last week we were talking about video games, and I started thinking about this a little bit, and oftentimes during a radio program, I'll bring up a topic, it'll just be there, and I'll think to myself, okay, we got to hit that topic, we just got to stay course right now, and then we'll come back to that topic. So this being that case, and this being one of those, thoughts and
coming back like
to me.
A boomerang.
It really is. So what I want to do is I want to hit that topic. And again, just keep in mind, friends, those that forsake the law, says in Proverbs 28, verse 4, praise the wicked. I love that. It's right on. You have liberals that praise Obama. Why? Because they've forsaken God's moral law. See how that works? Well, we'll be talking about blaming video games. But, you know, the bottom line is we can't blame the video games. We have to blame the people that buy the video games
and play them.
Blame those that are playing the games. Yes, so on and so forth. So we'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. Again, those that forsake the law praise the wicked. I love that. I love that. I love that. And there's a whole plethora of things we could talk about just concerning that. But, folks, again, what we're doing is we're showing you not only the problem, but are also giving you the answers so you can put your feet upon the rock so the Lord can establish your goings. And that's exactly what we need in this country today. Folks, this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, little Steffi?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a...
Do you like it when I say little?
I think that's just absolutely
Should I say
a fact.
Petite?
That's right, skinny.
Yeah.
Definitely. That definitely totally encompasses all of what I am, is little and skinny.
Right. Encompasses all of that of what I am.
I said
that
it encompasses all of what I am.
Yeah,
I am skinny. That totally makes sense.
But when you said all, it almost made you sound a little bit bigger than petite.
No. My
you getting where I'm going?
Yeah, well-rounded thinness. How about that? Let's put it that
way.
Now, I want to say this.
We wouldn't use the word voluptuous.
Oh, absolutely not, because there's hardly anything
robust.
Here of me. No. Robust, that's like,
that
I don't know.
That need not apply here?
No. If that applied here, I'd start crying. but I do want to say this. One thing, happy Monday afternoon to everybody. Hope you had a great 4th of July weekend. Now, to get the show going here for this week, I want to say this. I love good gold nuggets of truth. I love a good analogy. I love a great quote. I love little power punches that stick with you because they're powerful and they're not too long. So So when we talk about going, you know, Bradley Dean on Facebook or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook or Bradley Dean's fan page on Facebook, it's not just to, you know, connect. It's to really get some good gold nuggets and truth, you know, inserted into your brain and your heart. That's right. To feed the flock that you can share with others. And I want to give you just a highlight of some examples of what you'll see when you go and like Bradley Dean on Facebook or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. For example, there's this nice picture of Moses with the Ten Commandments from Charlton Heston's movie, The Ten Commandments. Of course, Charlton Heston played Moses. And the quote that Bradley put on there said this: either America is going to listen to God's Ten Commandments, or America will be ruled by men's 10,000 commandments. It's God or tyrants, friends. It's God or tyrants. There is no in-between. Now, see, little things like that just kind of knock you right between the eyes, and they really put a lot of truth to
people
what you
don't
may already
think
thinking.
About it.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes you may think, well, people are already thinking about this, and sometimes they're not. And they need to be reminded. Now, that's just an example of something that you'll see on Facebook. If you go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, it jumps all over with a bunch of different things. For example, we're highlighting on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook how silence is emboldening crimes against you, America. It is adding strength to tyranny. And it posts an article about how a border agent ignores a gag order, how Obama is aiding and abetting and facilitating illegal alien smuggling.
Oh, yeah, they're using, folks, this is the humor. Folks, this is adding insult to injury in every sense of the word. But this is what I've always said. It's absolutely interesting that we have a problem with terrorists, but we have an administration entertaining those supposed terrorists, and then we have our southern borders wide open. And then what we do, adding insult to injury, we have the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, busing the illegal aliens into America.
I mean, hello.
Folks, there's the terrorist problem right there. Where is it? Come on, friends. Use a little common sense.
Yeah, and so when you look and you say, well, listen, these are just all the way around the board. It's kind of like going to eat at a buffet. When you go to a restaurant that has a buffet, you're not just going to get one thing. You're going to get a plethora of different things and different topics and different gold nuggets. And that's what happens when you like us on Facebook. You're going to get fed a plethora of different things. It's always going to speak to your heart. And I want to end with this final quote here. Thomas Jefferson said, when once a republic is corrupted, there is no possibility of remedying any of the growing evils but by removing the corruption and restoring its lost principles. And that's exactly what
Machiavelli
kind of
constitution. Was destroyed for the lack of impeachment, and this is exactly what America's up against. But again, in Americans, the American people pride, in their American people's pride, you can see that they think that they're impervious towards what's going on, that this is just going to pass. The only thing passing right now, friends, is your freedoms.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And to end it, Thomas Jefferson said, every other correction is either useless or a new evil. You got to remove the corruption, you got to restore the lost principles, and move on from there. And remember, it is the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. We need to make sure that we're educated so we know what we're talking about. When people come to us, we can give them an answer. And remember, as the Bible says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We want to make sure that we have the knowledge that we need and the heart and testimony behind it to fight
for our
republic.
And what did he say right after that? Because you have forgotten my law, I'll also forget your children.
Oh, such a great point.
Yes, it is. And here we are today dealing with that very issue. Namely our posterity, the younger generation. But interestingly enough, just going back before we jump on this next topic concerning the video games, Victor Hugo said, where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused the darkness. Or what about those that allow the darkness? I like that.
That's right.
Hey, friends, when we're talking about tyrants, who's committing the crime, the tyrant or those that are allowing him to commit the crimes? But what we're going to do is we're going to stick to the topic, they that forsake the law praise the wicked. And we see the younger generation is praising the wicked by buying these filthy, rotten, immoral, reprobate video games. We'll talk about that right when we get back. Okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country bringing this message to those who are willing to do this stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. They that forsake the law praise the wicked. It's real simple. Okay? You just take away the moral law of God, like, for example, thou shalt not kill. And what happens? They go out and they kill. Because you lowered the law, right? They dimmed the light by which man perceives his own guilt. No law, no violation. And interestingly enough, going back to my point here, they that forsake the law praise the wicked. So what we see is we see a younger generation praising these video games, these creators, and those that are allowing lawlessness throughout the United States by actually submitting themselves to it. By the way, friends, when you look up the word worship, defined out, partial definition of the word worship is obedience to whom you serve.
Of course. I just want to say this is kind of a rabbit trail here, but when people say worship, worshiping God, it's not just going on a Sunday morning church service and singing some songs and lifting up your hands, and that's worship. That can be a part of it, but worship is obediently living unto whom you're worshiping. It doesn't matter it doesn't matter if you sing a song on Sunday if you disobey God's precepts every other day during the week. Worship is living a heart of love and thankfulness because of Christ's sacrifice in obedience to his command 7 days a week, 365 days a year, all the time and all the place. So when you think about worship, just realize it's not just about singing songs. It's about a life of obedience.
That's right. And there's not a better way of really defining worship. People think it's just exactly what you just said it was, is to go and praise God, the God that they've created to suit their own sins, violation of Article 2, the Second Amendment, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image of God to suit your sins. And interestingly enough, that's exactly what we see happening here today. Victor Hugo said, where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused the darkness, and I add, and allowed the darkness. Now, folks, if we go back just a little bit and we look at the movie Batman, remember when The Dark Knight Rises first came out? We had a 24-year-old kid, James Holmes, who allegedly went on a shooting spree in a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, wounding at least 58 people, killing at least 12. Interestingly enough, they were just waiting in the Colorado area for gun legislation to go through, and they needed a reason for it to go through. And if you look behind that whole massacre, friends, there's a lot of question marks all the way around it, as usual, every time we see a horrific situation like this go down. But in saying that, we also noticed that Holmes, the shooter, was dressed in a military SWAT gear suit, a bulletproof vest, a ballistic helmet, gas mask, and carried at least four guns. The killer's hair was painted red, and it has been said that he was reenacting a scene from the 2008 film where the Joker painted his hair red and shot up a hospital. Huh. Well, going into the mind of James Holmes, getting to our topic, video games, Billy Kramka, a pre-med student at the University of Colorado, Boulder, Colorado, worked with Mr. Holmes for 3 months last summer, and this is what he said. He said he spent much of his time immersed in the computer, often participating in role-playing online video games.
There you go.
Perhaps these are the same games parents buy for their children, and which the Supreme Court deemed legal in 2011 when they struck down unlawfully a California law that would have banned selling violent video games to children. Friends, freedom of speech does not involve verbiage that breaks the law. For example, you can't just go inside of a movie theater and yell fire and think it's okay to do that. No, there's going to be consequence, especially when there wasn't a fire or isn't a fire. But in saying that, we don't have freedom of speech to go ahead and promote lawlessness now, do we? No. That's illegal. So what the court did again, demigods did again, the black-robed tyrants did again in California, well, they said that the kids can go ahead and play violent games all that they want, stating that the games are protected under free speech. Really, how's that working out for you, friends across the globe, namely in California, to those that want to protest Barack Hussein Obama? Does that still apply there? Just kind of curious. Does that apply in Washington, D.C., too, when you disagree with the president? Isn't that interesting? You ever think about that, friends? Because just recently, speaking of which, I'm getting off topic a little bit, but I have a little bunny trail here for you, and it just happened today, and I think you need to be made aware of it. A friend of mine, Tim Brown, just sent out something through Freedom Outpost, and there's a Texas judge named Clay Jenkins. He said, we're not going to tolerate First Amendment protests against the illegals that are bleeding in across the borders. Does it apply there, friends? Isn't that interesting? How what they do is they lower the law, like, for example, pornography. They say, no, it's okay for you to watch that. You know, instead of obeying God's moral law, thou shalt not commit adultery, and instead of obeying Christ when he said in 1 Corinthians 6:9, his spirit, no fornicator, sex before marriage. No, they promote the crime, and then when the crime is committed, it creates another bureaucracy, and then it also gives them more control over the people.
Right.
I'm really getting out there right now.
Well, the more immoral you are, the more you can be controlled.
That's exactly right. But going back to these games, and speaking of Mr. Holmes here, and speaking of Billy Kramka, who had said that he spent much of his time immersed in the computer, often participating in roles playing on online video games. And then we were talking about the Supreme Court here. It's interesting that the High Court's new version of freedom of speech would cause the darkness by allowing children to play games that teach our young to listen carefully. This is free speech, according to the Supreme Court. Folks, are things getting better or are they getting worse? Just curious. Yeah, because you stand back and you allow the Supreme Court to play the demigod, to assert the laws of our constitutional republic, and then you sit back and you wonder why this is happening. Again, the court's new version of freedom of speech would cause the darkness by allowing children to play games that teach your kids to kill cops, shoot up schools, and to kill other students in hope of being rewarded in hell after the crimes were committed. Case in point, Columbine shooters Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold play these types of games throughout the duration of their young lives, using some of their playbook tactics when planning the Columbine shooting. They're teaching young people how to steal cars, rape women, shoot John F. Kennedy for a chance to win $10,000. You got to blow his head off, though, friends, right? Then again, as I said earlier, then America is shocked when someone like Holmes acts out the violence that he's taught through Hollywood and video games, and innocent people die on the account of it, because after all, the Supreme Court said, you know, it violates free speech. Are you stinking kidding me, people? This is just sick, over the top sick. Just keep in mind, it violates God's moral law. Remember what I said earlier? They that forsake the law praise the wicked. Here we have a game, kids buy up. Parents are buying for their kids. The game is called Columbine. This game asks players to play the role of two killers who went into their school and killed their fellow classmates and teachers. Yes, you heard me right. When players engage in battle, enemies are named by stereotypes or occupations such as preppy girl, janitor, math teacher, and jock type. Now, once a battle starts in the video game called Columbine, it is impossible to avoid or escape. The player must kill the enemy or die. And once they die, they then find themselves in hell fighting demons, and ends with Satan congratulating them for their victories. Well, of course, who promulgates, who advocates lawlessness?
That's right.
Matter of fact, the scripture tells us that he is Belial. He's the old deluder. He's the lawless one. He's the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I bet the enemy of your souls, along with the minions that are incarnate today, are just laughing at the American people saying, why in the heck are they allowing us to do everything we want to do?
Yeah.
And they're making stacks of cash.
And no one stops us, so
no,
why couldn't they do what they do?
That's exactly right. One of the games that Eric played, one of the school shooters in Columbine, he was playing the game Doom 2. Listen to this one. The player takes the role of an anonymous space marine who has proven too tough for the forces of, listen carefully, hell to contain. Where's the atheists?
Yeah.
Where are those guys? He fights a bloody battle with a demon on Earth after a previous battle with them in hell. The game concludes with a battle in which the player must fire rockets into the exposed brain of the largest demon ever, dodging constant attacks from the lesser demons, which spawn indefinitely.
I mean, think about that. It's
beyond sick.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of minds would put together games like this? They fire rockets into the exposed brain of the largest demon ever. I mean, think about this. And how many millions of kids across America play this game and other games like it. And then we wonder, like we're talking about... Why do they kill? We take down the law of God, says, thou shalt not kill. We put video games, Hollywood, whatever, in their hands, violence galore. And then when they do kill, we're supposed to be surprised?
Yeah.
Hello?
Well, I'd be surprised if they didn't.
Exactly. Well, the kids
train
follow
up a child
and do what
in
they
see. That's right. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to identify the role of the game and the outline of the game, Grand Theft Auto. This one might surprise you. Then JFK Reloaded, then Manhunt.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Victor Hugo said, "Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused the darkness." Talking about the games, the video games that the Supreme Court deemed a violation of free speech if you were to ban them. Well, as long as the Supreme Court said so, then it must be. Wow, America.
Yeah, they're definitely the arbiters of right and wrong. We can definitely see they've got a great sense of justice.
Oh, my goodness. Woo! Gracious. I mean,
following those commandments.
Don't take those robes off and really find out who they are, friends. You might actually understand why we are where we're at today. We have Grand Theft Auto. The Grand Theft Auto games includes constant graphic violence and sexual situations. In past versions, players could reenact having sex with a prostitute, beating her bloody, taking her money, running her over with a car, shooting at police officers, and by using a code easily accessible on many internet sites, have a realistic sexual encounter on screen, complete with audio commentary.
That is,
you know what? When I read these, just the highlights concerning the games, the people that are on the bench should be removed and held civil. If I did these, or if I actually committed the crimes,
that's exactly what I was thinking,
I would be thrown in jail. And we're listening to judges, the high court, Supreme Court, which deems all of these games legal. Matter of fact, they had to strike down a law that protected your kids from seeing violence concerning these games.
That's a good point. So
who's the criminal?
Right. The Supreme Court protects, is saying
crime. They're protecting crime.
Right. Yeah. Saying it's okay. Children can play these video games, but if a child committed all these crimes that they play in the video games,
oh, they're thrown in jail.
Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Oh, they'd get thrown in the book.
Well, that's a $64 billion a year. You know,
what
bureaucracy.
I mean, when you're going through this, I'm just listening to what you're saying. It's like, this is just
it's unthinkable stuff.
And where are the parents?
Well, what's
too?
Sick about it is in this country, for those that are listening to us outside of America, listen, friends, there's a lot of good people, law-abiding, God-fearing people in this country that believe that these black-robed tyrants belong behind bars. There really is. I mean, this is the country, folks, to the American version of and definition of shame. This is the country that sanctions the murder of their own babies. And America goes to sleep at night. What's Leonard Ravenhill's definition of a prophet? First he scourges that nation, then he's scourged by that nation.
That's right.
Wow. Huh.
You know, and another thing, too, I want to make this point.
That's why they praise the dead ones and persecute the living
That's
ones,
exactly
because
right.
you have the voice of the prophetic going back to the word of the prophets and coming to you and saying, listen, this is absolutely, completely shameful. I just believe America's in a position now with a whore's forehead.
Yeah.
Refusing that they're not even completely in every sense of the word.
Yeah.
So, therefore, since she refuses to repent, then God will just add 7 times 7 the judgments that he promised.
That's
and that's
right.
exactly what's beginning now to take place. We're going into a deeper level of judgment, America.
That's right. And,
here we are.
When you're going back to talking about the dead prophets, they make convenient heroes because they're not there anymore to point out
of
your
course.
Sin.
Yeah, but that's not how they used to speak to people. They didn't really hew those that were in sin in half.
Shouldn't maybe read a little bit about Elijah
my word not
and
like
John
fire
Baptist.
Is not my word like a fire saith the Lord like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. No, that's not how they talk to their
I mean,
people.
I don't think Elijah really was like that. And John the Baptist.
And I bet when Elijah on Mount Carmel, when all those false prophets were killed by the sword, I bet he had nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
And, you know,
he's probably,
they're
really
probably a bunch of butter
them.
Knives. Totally.
Loving
yep.
them to Jesus.
Yep. And going and petting their feathers in the right direction.
He probably was
yep.
having friendship evangelism with all those prophets.
Totally. Hanging out
wooing
and
them.
Loving them to Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah. I can only imagine.
Yeah.
When I read the biblical version of the gift of prophecy, that's all I see is prophets confronting corrupt kings and confronting the corrupt people that allow the corrupt kings, oh, by the way, and the Pharisees, okay, in the church. Remember at the gates? You know, what was it? It was always the government and the church. They were always what? Rebuking.
Mm-hmm.
But that's for a different day, I guess.
Right.
That's for a different time.
Right.
You know, and I guess when I begin to think about that, and yes, am I being sarcastic? Yes, I am. But I'm sickened by the apathy of the American people. I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed. I am. In every sense of the word. That I have to get on the radio day after day, week after week, attempting to wake up the American people as to the fact that, listen, we have hope, but we have to respond to the truth given. Well, they want the hope, but they don't want to respond to the truth given because they don't want to respond.
That's right. Well, you have hope, but you have to put your actions
somebody
to that hope.
Somebody else will do it for you.
That's right. You can't just say, well, I've got hope that everything's going to change and we're going to be restored back to our republic, but we're not really going to do anything about it. We're just going to hope that it happens. Listen, hope doesn't just, you can hope that your house gets cleaned, but unless you get up and start scrubbing and do what you need to do to fix it, it's not going to get any better. You can hope all you want, but you have to have actions to back up your belief.
Faith without works is dead.
Right.
Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused the darkness. Let's go to JFK Reloaded. These are games that children play in America today. Okay, these are the games that the parents are buying for their children. Okay, JFK Reloaded. The player assumes the view of Lee Harvey Oswald on the 6th floor of the Texas Book Depository, friends. Completely untrue, but just to add to the propaganda concerning the games here. As the motorcade drives through Dealey Plaza, the player can do however he or she pleases, whether to shoot the president or the people around him. Just go ahead and shoot whoever you want. You're going to get points anyways. The game makers hosted a competition. The goal was to attempt to replicate the assassination as closely as possible. Oh, well, the good news is on February 22nd, Stephanie Krupa, a user living in France named Major Koenig, named after Erwin Koenig, a famous sniper, won the competition prize of $10,712.
Oh,
all right.
Good job.
Okay. Okay, man. All right. Kind of reminds me of Elijah on the mountain mocking the false prophets, right?
Yeah, it's terrible. And I want to point out, too, and you know, sometimes we can look at these. I think, where are the parents when their kids are buying these games?
Oh, you guys are too extreme.
But I want to say this. Sometimes the parents are playing these games. Sometimes you go
sure
and you see these grown men playing these video games. It's like,
not mentally.
It's like, dude, you're like 35, 40 years old. Don't you think you've grown up?
You've got enough rolls around his waist to
fill
a bakery.
Beyond this point?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can look at them and we can say, well, listen, the kids are there. But listen, unless the parents allowed it to happen or purchased the games, they were being over.
And how that works for the UN global agenda concerning the children.
So frustrating.
Manhunt is another game played by children across America. Players survive the scene levels by dispatching enemy gang members known as hunters, occasionally with firearms, but primarily by stealthily executing them in gruesome, over-the-top ways. Huh. You know, what keeps coming back to my memory here is the fact that, do you remember when that young kid, I think he was 13 years old, walked up to the mother pushing the baby, just a little baby in one of those strollers, and he walked up to the baby and just shot the baby right in the face? Wow. I wonder if he wasn't playing some of these games.
Yeah.
Huh. The rating at the end of each level is largely affected by the gruesomeness of the killings and the speed of completion. So the grosser, the more of a mess you make through the act of murder, the better, the more points you'll get. And, of course, the speed of your completion is also important, so make it quick, right? Executions are preferred in order to gain a higher score, thus encouraging players to play as viscerally as possible. The player uses a wide variety of weapons ranging from plastic bags, baseball bats, crowbars, and all sorts of bladed items to firearms later on in the game. If the player is running out of health, painkillers can be found, which replenish health. Oh, the pharmaceutical company's got a part in this one. All right. Oh, that's right. They're making over $200 million off the stupidity of the American people that actually believe ADHD is really a sickness. Oh, that's a different day.
That's true.
The player can strike walls or throw items such as bottles, cans, bricks, and severed heads to make noise to distract hunters.
Severed heads.
Yeah.
Think about that. Severed heads.
Yeah.
Picture that in your mind.
Wait a second. How is it that the American people can sit there and watch a Muslim? Remember when this
that's
was going
exactly
across?
What I was thinking.
Of a man standing on a Christian baby.
Yep.
Across his neck and across his pelvis area, standing on the baby, suffocating the baby. The American people were just outraged. They were outraged.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Oh, can you believe what those Muslims have done to a Christian baby? Can you imagine the 4,000 babies in America that have been murdered today?
Ask themselves the same question.
By the Supreme Court of the United States and sanctioned by the silent in America to actually kill those babies in the womb on a daily basis?
Yep.
What's the difference?
Nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
Nothing.
It's just do like, as I say, but don't do as I
it's
do.
It's just like America that decries what Hitler did to the Jews in Nazi Germany, and we've got a Holocaust worse than what Hitler did as far as the numbers go.
Oh, yeah. We
decry it.
Yeah, we just seen, actually,
we just seen
some pictures recently sent out by Chase's wife, actually, where it was some incinerators showing where the babies' bodies were thrown in America, where they just start them on fire and it would all end up in ash
just
across
like Nazi Germany.
Exactly. And so I guess if they do it in foreign nations, it's really bad. But when you give them a pass in America, I guess it's okay
when
for some reason.
When it comes to us, we might have to do
it's
something.
It's
got to
be somebody else's fault. It surely can't be ours, America. And again, friends, yes, I'm being sarcastic, but this is sickening, friends. I'm going to come back. I'm going to talk about Operation Pedo Priest. Now, just think about all the kids that have been violated by priests and pastors and the such. Not just them, but also politicians and the average Joe down the street. Well, let's just make light.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Well, this is Dr. Stan from Radio Liberty, and I want to take this opportunity to recommend Bradley Dean. I'm very impressed by him. He's articulate, and he has a tremendous grasp of the spiritual battle that's being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. I recommend him and hope you will listen to him on a regular basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Friends, oftentimes when I'm doing tea parties, what I'll say is I just want you to keep in mind I'm not talking about a foreign country here. I'm not. And the fact of the matter is, regardless if you're not used to talk radio like this or not, the bottom line is until America takes responsibility for what they tolerate in their country, nothing's going to change and things are going to get worse. It's just that way. There is no getting around that. You know, and I've shared with you, and folks, I say what I say because I love. Remember, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Iron sharpens iron. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, and therefore be zealous and repent. This is a message that is long overdue in this country. This is the message you are hearing on this radio show on a daily basis that used to be common in the 60s concerning the church in America. I remember when Elvis Presley came out, the church in America, they were in a huge uproar, I'm told. I've watched documentaries on this. They didn't want that guy out there because he was adding fuel to the fire concerning the 60s, well, the whole hippie vibe.
Right.
You know, the Beatles, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Elvis Presley's, yeah, that's a different story. But the bottom line is, where is the protest? The Protestant has meaning. Where is the protest? You know, again, this is one of the things that I share with you often, friends. I turned on again the radio just for what, 10 minutes yesterday?
And they were laughing. Folks, you know what they're talking about again today, the conservatives of the day? They're talking about Benghazi. How many years later, and that's all they're still doing is talking about Benghazi? The American people want Congress and Senate and those that work for us to be responsible, and rightly so. But if they're not going to act like a bunch of grown-ups, friends, then is it not your responsibility to right the wrongs concerning those that represent you? Yes, it is. And I'll tell you, a man that's born of the Holy Ghost is indignant towards this stuff. This is why this administration is at war with Christians, because real Christians are standing up against this tyrant and his administration. But you can only blame the tyrant for so long before you stand back and just say, what does this man and his administration need to commit? What sort of atrocity needs to take place, America, before you actually stand up and deal with the issues at hand? That's a great question, and it's a question that needs to be answered. Mine was the first week that he was in the administration, he started to violate who we were. He started to attack the Constitution of the United States. He began to affront the church in America. That was enough for me. And after the fact, when he becomes the president of the United States, people then become aware of who he really was and who he really is. After the fact, instead of doing your due diligence before, well, then again, most conservatives were out there actually, you know, touting on stinking Romney. Well, because after all, Romney's, you know, he's pro-Second Amendment, right? No, fact, he is not. No, he's pro-life. No, fact, he is not. Matter of fact, he even used to support NAMBLA, friends. America, you are played by ill-designing men over and over and over and over again. You tolerate what comes out of the courts. And it shows a lack of love for God, and also shows a lack of love for mankind. That's the message. And until America takes responsibility, we're going to have, the games are going to get worse. And it's, friends, if you look at 99% of what goes on in this country right now, the older generation, you know what they're doing? They're playing politics with the left and the right. Well, your kids are completely opened to the adversary in every sense of the word. That's just how it is. And for America's sake, for your sake, wake up. Because we are not talking about a third world country here anymore. You're becoming a joke to the world. When the world hopes in you because much has been given to you. And the Lord said, to whom much has been given, much is required. You are required much of God. Let's go to Operation Pedo Priest real quick. This is another game. And I think about all of the kids that have been violated. So what do? They make light out of it. You know, it's interesting too. The Lord said, you lightly esteem the rock of your salvation. Yeah, you'll talk about it. Oh, yeah, I'm all in agreement with him.
Yeah.
The God of heaven in Jesus' name, man, he's a good guy. But do you believe him? Verb, action word. Do you follow him?
Yeah.
Do you listen to his, do you take heed to his commandments?
If you see the high percentage of people in America that claim themselves to be Christian, if that high percentage would just act out their Christianity, we would have a different country
in a week. In a week. No question about it. In a week. Operation Pedo Priest. You play the role of a cardinal in the Catholic Church who commits the sin of lust and molests children. The goal is to be sure not to get caught when committing the sin and make sure the eunuchs, which work as your silencers to protect you from the crimes you've committed, intimidate any witnesses from reporting you to the authorities. Happens all the time, friends. If worse comes to worse and you get caught, you can then get a helicopter to rescue you, which takes you to the Vatican so you don't have to be punished by the law.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Give me your stats.
We got
curious.
The demographics here. We got gamer demographics. 58% of Americans play video games. There is an average of two gamers in each game playing U.S. household. The average U.S. household owns at least one dedicated game console, PC, or smartphone. 51% of U.S. households own a dedicated game console, and those that do own an average of two. The average age of a game player is 30 years old. Sick.
Of course.
Do you have nothing better to do?
Of course. All by design.
Okay, here we go.
And you got a bunch of idiots out there taking the bait.
Yeah, exactly. As your freedoms are being lost, you're playing games. 32%, the average game player is under 18 years old. 32% is 18 to 35-year-olds. And 36% has the age demographic of 36-plus years old. So we're looking at the average gamer. It's 30 years old. Gender, 55% of male is game players, 45% females play games. Women, 18 or older, represent a significantly greater portion of the game-playing population, 31%, than boys age 17 or younger, 19%. What in the world are these men and women doing? They wonder why the kids are playing it. Well, because they're watching the adults play it. Who buys the computer and video games? The average age of the most frequent game purchaser is 35 years old. Of the most frequent game purchasers, 54% are male, 46% are female. 43% of game players believe that computer and video games give them the most value for their money compared with DVDs, music, or going out to the movies. The most value as they're being taught how to kill people, have sex, rob cars, and molest children. I mean, this is... it's amazing. And it says right here, some of the top reasons why gamers say they purchase a computer or video game: quality of graphics, an interesting storyline, a sequel to a favorite game, word of mouth. But if you look about it, they're talking about quality of game graphics and an interesting storyline. What's so interesting about molesting young children and robbing cars and shooting people and blowing
cops,
off heads?
Authorities. Yeah. Who would want your kids to be raised up that way, to think it's okay to shoot at a cop or to blow the president's head off to shoot up your school or to be congratulated in hell by Satan?
Yeah.
Who would want that, friends?
Yeah, who would want their kid to? But if they're playing
the enemy
it themselves,
of your soul.
Exactly. They're these adults are playing these games. It's absolutely sick. I just can't even almost believe. What a waste of life. What a waste of time. My goodness, we've got a job to do. For those of you who say, listen, amen to that, and we're, you know, bombarding you with a lot of things, but it's great information here today. If you would like to join together with us to fight against the things that we see going on in this nation, the lawlessness, the immorality, from head to toe, A to Z, you can join us by doing that. And you can join us by doing that by going to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can make a secure donation. All donations are tax deductible. Or if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where every month you give and it helps us be able to get out there with the people where we want to be, out seeking and saving that which is lost. There's one of four easy ways you can do that. You'll find that on the website. Just scroll down. It says become a son or daughter of Liberty. You can do that in one of four easy steps. And for those that like some good products, to get some good products in your hand, our product of the week this week is One Nation Under God. It's our t-shirt. Very simple. One Nation Under God. Great message. I like it because when you have t-shirts like that, you can wear them anywhere and everywhere. Call 1-866-233-0747 or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Yeah, Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. Talk to you then. See ya.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.